and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Yes, yes. Where the coffee is virtual, but the laughter is real. Welcome, everybody, to Canned Laughter and Coffee. I am Renee Bernard, and I don't know why, but the beginning of the show, I can never quite get the timing right, and then I laugh, and then, or Tina, sometimes it just doesn't go. Like, seriously, sometimes.
Or like when my internet was playing the music because I had the page up.
Oh!
And I'm like, oh, I'm hearing it in stereo. This isn't good.
Yeah, no. Yeah, like when you're on the radio. Turn it off. So, hello, my schizophrenic friends. Like so many authors, everybody, you know, the aliases are just piling up. But this is one of my favorite human beings. I don't care what you're calling yourself or who,
no,
what hat
you.
You're wearing. I just think you're fabulous. So it's Tina Wayne Scott, everybody, but it is also, there should be a drum roll and I don't have one. It's also Jane Rush. So there, you got a angelic, horribly off key squeak in your ear versus the drum roll. So I apologize.
Yeah.
No, we were just, I hate to say it, but it's one of those shows, and I apologize. We were talking in the pre-show, and you were hoping not to get pulled over as you were racing home in time for the program. And so we, being writers, were instantly like, oh, how fun would that have been if we were doing this show by the side of the road? And if we had had another minute on hold, and you're welcome, listeners, I was going to have you fake it and pretend to be in the middle of getting a ticket because
I had to make the sounds of traffic going by.
I was going to see how far you'd go with it, and yeah,
I would make up the sexy state trooper, of course. Yeah.
Oh, totally. Because if they're standing there, I believe that is a problem, and you would be hauled off. If you
we could do like a Magic Mike thing, even, you know, like, oh, he's
exactly.
tearing off his pants.
Oh,
they're like Velcroed.
No, put that back. Oh,
are you going to shoot me with that, officer?
No, I don't want to touch your nightstick. I'm so sorry. I'd like to apologize for that. I might have had a little too much coffee, virtual or otherwise, so who knows? And that's the last apology I'm going to make. So I have to pull up two websites for you, lady. So because, and what's hilarious is you've got new, like under both authors' names, apparently you're just publishing stuff left and right. There's no control here, none whatsoever. So it's
crazy,
you know,
time. It was like this whole last year, I mean, that's all I did was write, and edit. And now I have 5 books coming out in 2 months.
Oh, so jealous. So jealous. But at the same time, I know what the write and the edit, nothing but fun, huh? Pure party.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Well, usually the writing is fun, but the editing, not so much.
Not so much, really? No.
Yeah, not so much.
Oh, you know, depends on your mood. Okay, everybody. It's TinaWayneScott.com and JameRush.com. Thank you for making it very straightforward. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Seriously, some of these, you know, hyphen author / whatever, it's like, really? Seriously? Thank you for
that.
Yeah,
you know, I had toyed with, you know, trying to keep my maiden name, because my real name's Tina Wayne Scott. So, you know, when I had sold the book and was meeting with my publishing folks, you know, I said, oh, maybe Tina Ritter Wayne Scott, you know, to kind of hold on to the maiden name. And Kat
right.
Martin, who's, you know, a well-known author, she says, don't do it. Just keep it
like,
to 2 names. And she's so right, because there's some authors that I can never remember whether the second name's third or the third. Or, you know.
There
so it kind of comes out, oh,
that,
you know, what's her name, blah, 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 blah.
That I love. I mean, and this is just between you and me, but, and really, we'll just, everybody just blah, 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 blah. But, like, I adore them, and I know their first name, and I see them at RT, or I see them at a conference, and I seriously, I love them. And then I just blank on their, it's just like, ah. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Do that quick little flick of the gaze down to the name tag.
Isn't that terrible? Don't you feel terrible when that happens?
We always laugh about at romance writers' conferences that there are more women looking at more women's boobs than anywhere else,
yes,
know, even at a Playboy conference.
For exactly that reason. It's like, excuse me while I read your cleavage. I just need to assess it. But, oh, there we go. Yeah. No, I think my database is full. And that's a sad thing to admit, but I think that I need, I don't know, an additional memory input or something. I'm like, this is it.
Yeah.
Just plain stuck. So what do you want to talk about first? Just with the books. Let me narrow that down. I'm sorry, Miss Nightstick. which of your new novels would you like to discuss first?
Well, I'm excited about, you know, they both kind of have a new aspect to me because as Jamie Rush, you know, I've done the Offspring series, and
yes.
I wrapped that up, and now I'm doing the Hidden series, and, you know, I've just had a real ball with that. You know, kind of made up my own mythology, and, you know, so I didn't
Why
do
not?
Vampires or werewolves. I did, you
Why
know, dragon
not?
Shifters.
Sure, sure.
Angels,
and
magic.
And hot, and there you go, and... I love it. I think it's very, it looks really great, by the way. I am now currently on the correct website. Thank you very much. And I love your covers. They seem very fun.
I have been, very lucky with the covers. They can be scary. Well, that moment when you get your first cover, but Hachette did just fabulous covers for all five of the books.
Yes. Have you ever had one where you cried? Did you ever have a crier?
I've not a crier, but I've had cringers. I had a couple cringers. I have one that I actually just demanded, and I'm not a demanding diva author, but I said, you've got to change the floating head in the lighthouse and the beam coming to the, you know, on the floating head. And they did change it, but it's still out there, like on Amazon.
Yes.
If you look up Until the Day You Die, the first version of it, it's like, it's still there. It haunts me to this day.
Item now, though, really, and I'm so glad. But did they see what you were talking about, or did you get a sense where they were like, you know, did they understand why that was?
I think they did. I think, you know, and they, you know, and they did. They made the changes, and it looked so much better. You know, so I said, there's not a lighthouse in the book at all, and the floating head's kind of creepy. So they were, they were good about it.
Lighthouses are sexy. They're like, what? They're popular. We love lighthouses. What's wrong with you?
Everybody's buying lighthouse books right now.
Yeah. And see, you are a nice person because I would be like, then every single book I'd be like, where's the lighthouse? I'm missing the lighthouse. There should be a lighthouse here. I'm so lost without the lighthouse.
If I need the beam, beam me up.
I'm just putting a lighthouse in every damn book that I write now, just from here on forever until, just to be a little bit rotten, that would be.
Yeah.
you're tweeting. Oh, you popped up on my computer.
I tweeted you.
Oh, look at you tweeting. Oh, you're so talented, multitasking.
I'm so multitasking.
I'm
taping,
no.
Like, with one hand.
No. I'm
my left hand.
And looking at the web stuff. That's it. That is the extent of the multitasking.
That's what we do as
chatting authors.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, people. No. Not online chatting, not answering messages, not working on the next chapter for that book. Tina, I have to say the Justice Alliance is just fun to look at, and are you having fun with it?
I am, and it's really been fun to bring my Tina Wainscott name back. You know, I started toying with the idea. It was funny. It was like bringing back an old friend, and yet it was me. Because that's my real name. So, like, oh, Tina's going to come back. Isn't that
there
nice?
She is.
But
I knew she was in there.
I am so schizo, but no, I love just, you know, because after writing all the paranormal, and especially with the Hidden, because there's so much, you know, the world building, you know, and, you know, all the magic and stuff, and then just, you know, coming back to the, oh, we just have guns, knives, you know, physical combat.
I love that. And gravity has to work, and
I don't have to think about, okay, what kind of magic does he have?
What are the rules?
Like, it's fun.
How does that apply? No, I love it. Well, I'm not gonna lie. There's a wall of man flesh on your Tina Wainscott webpage.
I know.
Seriously, it's like, wow,
So. No, I did a charity event in, and I had all my bookmarks and some of my books there, and it was like, and it's kind of a literary event. I was the only commercial fiction writer there, and there I have the desk of man flesh there. It's like,
Isn't that awkward? Oh my gosh! I was invited to a library literacy event. And I thought, oh, this will be fun. You know, like, same thing. It's like, oh, this will be great. And I talk Jill Shalvis into doing the darn thing. And I'm like, oh, New York Times best-selling. Oh, this is going to be great. We sat alone. I don't think anybody came within 20 feet of the tables that we were at. Because, like you said, it was a literature. It was a literary event. And
a lot of male chestage going on.
Popular books about, you know, nookie. And so we were not respected there. And it was, I felt so bad. And, I was like, well, and there burns that friendship and connection with Jill Shalvis. I'm like, well,
I didn't drag anybody down with me. But actually, a lot of people, they came and talked to me at length about writing and the process. And so I had lots of people talking to me. But it was in a furniture store. So we had, like, all these writer's domains all over. So I had this corner all to myself.
You're in a furniture store?
It was called the Writer's Domain, and you filled out a questionnaire, and the designers made you your dream writing space. So it was really cool. There's lots of teal and plants and dragons. So it was really awesome.
Oh, that sounds so amazingly fun. I would just, if nobody's coming, I mean, if they're coming over to talk, that's one thing, but if they're leaving me alone in my ideal writing space, I'm going to bring a laptop. That's just how that's going to roll.
I had chocolate, and my daughter was hanging out with me. So.
Yeah. You were good then. You were good then. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, I'm going to tell you, that's quite the little, I'm sorry if you was a little too posh for those people that... these look very touchable, these books. That's all I'm going to say. I think that's a good description of you want to pick up these books. I don't know why. There's something about them that makes you want to touch them.
Well, especially now with all this, horrible ice storms that are, racking the country. It's like, here's some hot men in a tropical background.
Space heater.
Warm me up.
Space heater right there. No batteries, no extra drain on that. Well, I shouldn't say that. But these are good. They look fun, and I'm glad that you're having fun. Does that make sense? Being you again? Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, it does to me.
Well,
it is, and I have a lot of my fans who they were more into the suspense, and not as much into the paranormal stuff. So I have a lot of them, writing, going, yay, we're happy to see the romantic suspense back.
Yes, the dragons were freaking us out.
Yeah, we were scared.
Returning to the fold. Oh, that's so cool. Believe it or not.
There's that piano music.
See? Yes. Fastest 12 minutes of your life.
Well, it was a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you for saying that.
I always enjoy it. I'm all, like, pepped up after we have our show.
Cool. That's the best. That's a great
compliment. It's like
compliment.
The caffeine.
It really is.
I didn't even have any. And just being here is like caffeine.
Oh, awesome. So you're going to have to come back because, you're going
to
write 30 more books this year, so we'll have a lot of ground to cover. So you come back, and we talk, we do. You don't get arrested. Life is good. And to all our loyal listeners, wherever you are, pick up the latest Tina Wayne Scott or the latest Jane Rush, and be warm. Be warm. Be happy. That's about all I can say. Do both with the books. So and everybody, please stay safe. All right? No driving on the ice, and let's face it.
Yeah.
Stay home. Drink. Read. Or just read. All right. Oh, my gosh. More coming up next Tuesday. Thank you for doing this, Tina. I really appreciate it.
Oh,
and
thanks for having me, Renee.
Everybody.
It was great.
Oh, so fun. All right. Love you, everybody. See you next Tuesday for more canned laughter and coffee.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.